This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well attained. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So tonight, President Trump gives his first address to Congress. Joint session of Congress is going to gather. Typically it's called the State of the Union speech, but because President Trump has only been in office, been a month, a little over a month now, they don't call it the State of the Union because he hasn't had time really to do anything in the State of the Union, right? But it hasn't stopped Democrats from criticizing him and calling for his impeachment. His impeachment. That's what Democrats are saying now. It's laughable. I mean, it really is. I mean, but they've been doing this since day one. There's an article in the Washington Post today. Since 2008, nearly every state moved right in both presidential and state politics. This is no surprise to us here at the Edward Woodson Show. We've been talking about this for a while. But the fact that the Washington Post is acknowledging it, I think, is significant. This article was written by one Philip Bump. And by the way, I just want to add a little something to this as well in terms of my analysis. Because I'm looking at the Washington Post their website, right? This is WashingtonPost.com, okay? And, you know, you're scrolling down, and it has the most read stories, okay? Number one most read story. The Conway picture is only a small error in Trump's swing and miss black college event. Of course, that's the big story that the media is reporting about how Kellyanne Conway had her feet up on the couch. Yeah. The number two most read story, Kellyanne Conway has incredible respect for the Oval Office, White House says amid couch controversy. That's the number two most read story. And the number three most read story is Kellyanne Conway on the couch controversy is so incredibly dumb. Thank you. Number four and five are George W. Bush paints a dark picture of America under Trump. I don't like racism, George W. said. He followed up his criticisms, of course, of Mr. Trump. And that's the daily most read in the Washington Post. Okay? Just to give you a sense of what the Washington Post is talking about. Now, I just want to read to you this article. After President George W. Bush won re-election in 2004, there was a rumbling that the Republican Party had permanently broken the back of its opponents. I will say this. I thought the same thing after 1980. And then there was Bill Clinton. Anyway, Bush was underwater in his approval rating before the election, and his administration was hobbled by a slew of problems. But he won, convincingly, as did a majority of Republican House and Senate candidates. Bush started his second term with big majorities on both sides of the Hill. 2 years later, it was over. The Democrats retook the House and split the Senate. 2 years after that, the Senate was in Democrat hands, and Barack Obama was elected president. Over 4 years, the Republican lock has become a Democrat rout. The picture was the same at the state level. As we noted in 2015, that blue bump right before 2010 was the turnaround. But, and they have a graph, okay, that they're showing that. But that graph shows what happened next. The bottom fell out. Not only did the Democrats give up their gains in state legislatures, they hit a new low. The problem isn't just an electoral one. Gallup polling showed Americans in nearly every state identifying more heavily as Republican. The only state between 2008 and 2014 in which people were less likely to identify as Republican, Alaska. Alaska. Goes on to talk about how last weekend's election of former Labor Secretary Tom Perez to lead the Democratic Party put a new highlight on this crisis on the left. The question trickles out from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. How do you win the White House? How do you win the Hill? How do you win the state legislatures? In recent years, Democrats have been disadvantaged by lower turnout rates among their voters. The fact that some states hold legislative elections in off years, 2011, 2013, and 2015, seems as though it might make the problem worse. So, that's what it's all about. The fact that they're holding it in odd years, and the fact that Democrats have been disadvantaged by lower turnout rates, that's the problem? Really? Okay. Uh-huh. Sure. Now, the question for Democrats is this. Is this a permanent shift to the right? Or is it a low watermark? Okay? I will say this. If these people, and I mean Democrats, continue what they're doing, i.e. to constantly yell fire in a theater, crowded theater, to constantly act as if it's the end of the world. This insistence on identity politics, this insistence on basically bashing white people. I mean, because when you think about it, and I've said this many times, you know, we heard this talk from, you know, after 2008. The Republican Party, the media, everyone would have us believe and try to convince us that you got to get more diverse. You got to get more Hispanics. You got to get more blacks. Forget the white people. And I said many times on this show throughout the election, I said, no, you got to get the white people. And the Democrat Party has decided that they are going to double down on identity politics. Because they think that by shaming you and guilting you, that somehow that's going to work and that's going to cause you to vote for Democrats, right? No. No. And by the way, this whole tactic that they've been using to attack Donald Trump, it's the same tactic that the Republican establishment used throughout the primaries. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now. I honestly, whoever's in charge of the DNC now, oh yes, Tom Perez and Keith Ellison, you got to get, I'm sorry to say this, you got to get whiter. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. I ain't why the MC rap, but if you talk...
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Last week, Steve Bannon, the chief strategist under President Trump, the chief political advisor. I think that's his title, chief political strategist. Anyway, he was at CPAC where he talked. He appeared with Ryan Spreavis, and yours truly had the pleasure of watching the speech live. And he gave a panel discussion with Ryan Spreavis. And among the things he talked about obviously the media being the opposition. But he gave an important about he gave a speech about the importance of American culture and how American culture has influenced the world. And there's no denying that. Regardless of where you stand politically, clearly the American culture has had an importance throughout the world. I mean, if you look at the rest of the world, the rest of the world looks to America, really, in terms of cultural importance, frankly. And in terms of, we export American culture throughout the world. I mean, and that's a reality. Whether it's Levi's jeans or Air Jordans or, whatever it is. So they had this panel discussion. And the reason why I bring this up is because it perfectly illustrates where the Democrat Party is and this insistence on identity politics, okay? And these people have gone absolutely insane. So they had this, a political panel like they do. By the way, these political panels are a trip, right? Because you always see these political panels and it's like, five or six people that bash Trump and then they'll have like Jeffrey Lord or Kayleigh McEnany. Or Scotty Nelhuis, although she hasn't been appearing lately. So they have this these political analysts led by David Gregory. Remember David Gregory? He used to be the host of Meet the Press. He was bounced out of there because his ratings sucked. So David Gregory, by the way, this panel was on Anderson Cooper's show. David Gregory says that the language of the uniqueness of American culture is the kind of white nationalist language to me that harkens back to the kind of language we've heard before. Got it? As if, and by the way, he tried, these comments by Gregory came after another panelist tried to push the claim that Bannon is, of course, a white supremacist, right? We've heard that. So I just want to play this for you. Just to show you how crazy these people are. I mean, these people are just insane. They're nuts. Hopefully I can get this thing to play. Here we go. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second here, because this is... all right, here we go. Yeah. I'm just getting ready to play this thing. Here we go. Hopefully this will work here, okay? Let me see. Nope, it's not working. Anyway, perfect example of the this narrative that that slavery is right around the corner, that Trump represents a white supremacist, that Trump represents white nationalism. I mean, these people are just crazy. It's ridiculous. But that's what they're doing right now. This is their deal. This is their thing. They want to talk about how.
I don't know what's in his heart. I do.
Okay.
The language of the unique.
Here we go. And I apologize for this. I'm having problems with this. And I might just have to go on.
Kind of white nationalist language to me that. And I don't know what the answer to that question is. I don't know him. I don't know what's in his heart. There's a world.
Okay. So, I'm having problems with my internet. Apparently, my understanding is that, I saw this on Drudge when I was on the break. There is apparently a major problem with the internet on the east coast of the United States. I'm being told this. I saw this on Drudge. Amazon is having problems with their orders. And I don't know if that's affecting my internet connection today.
The uniqueness of America somehow being separated from the history of being such a multicultural society. A welcoming society and a society that assimilates outsiders really well, assimilates immigrants really, really well. There's a comparison to the vulnerability of Europe that somehow we are.
All right, I apologize for that. That was hard for me, and I'm sure it was hard for you. but the point is this, that apparently the uniqueness of American culture to these people, the uniqueness of American culture, and by the way, the uniqueness of American culture and what we have exported throughout the world, frankly, has been just awesome. I mean, think about it. Everybody wants to come to America, and they want to come to America because of whether it's back in the day in the 50s, cowboy movies or Clark Gable, or you can go on and on and on with the uniqueness of American culture and how American culture has influenced the world, moreover. But to these people, they see racism. Like, if you talk about how great America, and this is a larger issue here. Because when I hear talk of how America first is dark, nationalism is bad, populism is bad, it's insane when you think about that. Because somehow, this is a bad thing. You know, when one talks about America and the uniqueness of our culture, it's a bad thing. I don't get it. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
An idle mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, and see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous. You've been kidnapped by the Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, remember the that movement for fast food workers? What was it? You know, they wanted $15 minimum wage. What was it called again? It was called, I forget the name of it. Anyway, and I said this is going to happen. And I knew it was going to happen because I already saw that this was going on with McDonald's. I saw it firsthand. Wendy's now has announced that they are going to unleash 1,000 robots. Yes, that's right. They plan to have 1,000 robots. Wendy's plans to install self-ordering kiosks in 1,000 of its stores, 16% of its locations nationwide. Now, obviously, this is probably a dry run on the part of Wendy's, because if successful, I guarantee you Wendy's is going to start doing this in all their stores. Here's what Wendy's had to say. Last year was tough 5% wage inflation, said Bob Wright, Wendy's chief operating officer, during his presentation to investors and analysis last week. He said that the company expects wages to rise 4% in 2017. But the real question is, what are we going to do about it? Wright noted that over the past 2 years, Wendy's has figured out how to eliminate 31 hours of labor per week from its restaurants and is now working to use technology such as kiosks to increase efficiency. Wendy's chief information officer David Trim said the kiosks are intended to appeal to younger customers and reduce labor costs. Kiosks also allow customers of the fast food giant to circumvent long lines during peak dining hours while increasing kitchen production. As Dispatch.com reports, the Dublin-based burger giant started offering kiosks last year, and demand for the technology has been high from both consumers and franchise owners. Obviously, franchise owners are saving money on labor costs, and consumers, although they don't realize it, especially millennials, it's probably more convenient. I guarantee if you told these consumers that that basically you're putting people out of work, they might feel differently. But, you know, you want to get your burger, right? I mean, that's foremost in your mind. So anyway, I want to go back to this statement from David Trim. There's a huge amount of pull from franchises in order to get them, i.e. the kiosks. With the demand we are seeing, we can absolutely see our way to having 1,000 or more restaurants live with kiosks by the end of the year. The typical store would get 3 kiosks for about $15,000. Trim estimated the payback on those machines would be less than 2 years, thanks to labor savings and increased sales. Customers still could order at the counter. Kiosks are where the industry is headed. But Wendy's is ahead of the curve, said Darren Tristiano, vice president with Technomic, a food service research and consulting firm. They are looking to improve their automation and their labor costs, and this is a good way to do it. Now, again, unintended consequences of those on the left. And who did not see this coming? I've talked about this for since this movement started, right? This push for $15 minimum wage. As I've noted previously, minimum wage laws, while advertised under the banner of social justice, typically does not live up to the claims made by those who tout them. They do not lift low-wage earners to a so-called social minimum. In fact, minimum wage laws impose at the levels employed in Europe push a considerable number of people into unemployment. And unless those newly unemployed qualify for government assistance, i.e. welfare, they will sink below or further below the social minimum. As Milton Friedman correctly stated, a minimum wage law is, in reality, a law that makes it illegal for an employer to hire a person with limited skills. Despite the piling up mountain of evidence on the harmful, unintended consequences of artificially high minimum wage, I suspect that you already know how this story ends. After all, it's much easier to win elections by promising people more stuff rather than less. And as an added bonus, when it all goes horribly wrong, it's very easy to lay the blame at the feet of the wealthy one percenters who are behind all the layoffs. Right? But the fact is that you're now seeing a decimation of low-wage earners that will do nothing to help them and will push them further on to the welfare rolls. This is an inevitability. Because when, again, government sets wages, what does a business do? Business will figure it out, you see? Business doesn't have the constraints that government does. So they'll figure it out. So what they'll say, you can't force business to hire people. You might be able to force them to pay a minimum wage, but you can't force them to hire more people. So what inevitably will happen will be that these people that rely on these low-wage jobs will soon be out of work. Because if Wendy's is doing this, I've already talked about how McDonald's is doing this. Now Wendy's is doing it. Everybody else is going to follow suit. Right? So that $15 an hour job that you thought was such a great idea. And by the way, this is the best thing that the Democrats can come up with. $15 minimum wage, right? $15 minimum wage. Because most of these Democrat politicians have never had a business. They don't know how business works. Because most of them have never had a business. So, by all means, keep it up. Keep it up and you're going to be without a job. And keep voting for the Democrat Party. Because you will, for sure, at some point, be out of a job. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Scotty.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause my frequent spots that I'm known to rock.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. By the way, I want to just apologize to the listeners for the technical difficulties that we've had. Apparently, there are some internet issues throughout the East Coast of the United States. From what I understand, Amazon is they're down. Amazon. So the fact that I am still able to broadcast to you says something. Anyway, George W. Bush on the Trump presidency. George W. Bush, this is an article in the Washington Examiner, says that I don't like the racism. Huh. Former President George W. Bush is criticizing President Donald Trump's first month in office, though he remains optimistic about the future. And he had this to say to People magazine. I don't like racism. I don't like the name calling. And I don't like the people feeling alienated. Nobody likes that. It's amazing that this man never said a word for 8 years of the Obama presidency. Now he feels compelled. Notice how, by the way, it is a coordinated campaign just days before Donald Trump's first address to Congress. Notice that. He is working in concert, frankly, with the Democrat Party. Okay? Like I've always said, there's just one party. And despite the ugly political climate under Trump, Bush says he's more optimistic than some. He said, we've been through these periods before and we've always had a way to come out of it. Bush added that he won't be speaking out against Trump often. Well, then why are you doing it now, dude? His presidential center, however, will be doing work to contrast Trump's policies. Oh, really? So George W. won't be speaking out against Trump often, but his presidential center, however, will. They just want to contrast Trump's policies. With whose? He's the president. These people are such scum. Seriously. This is why I hate politicians. So he went on to say, when President Obama... By the way, he gives this interview to People magazine because that's where the largest number of the low information crowd is. Okay? So that's why. That's why he's talking to People Magazine. Remember that. So he said, when President Obama got elected, friends would call. You must speak out. You must do this. You must do that. Turns out other people were doing the same thing this time, he said. Whatever that means. I don't feel like speaking out. Oh, I didn't feel like speaking out before because I didn't want to complicate the job. I'm not going to this time. However, this is the best part. At the Bush Center, we are speaking up. The Bush Center includes immigration ceremonies, AIDS prevention programs in Africa, and leadership training for Muslim women. Bush interview with People has been one of several in recent days in which he has commented on Trump. So, I love how he said, you know, I didn't want to comment on Obama because I didn't want to complicate his presidency. But it's okay for me to complicate Trump's presidency because ultimately I can't stand the guy. And, oh, yeah, he beat up on my brother Fredo. All right. Just remember that. Remember that when you think of the Bushies and you get mad because Trump was mean to the Bushies. Okay? Remember that. That's why. So Leonardo DiCaprio, who is, of course, a leading advocate of the dangers of global warming. Apparently, Leo has a... somebody that does his eyebrows. I'm not kidding you. And there is apparently this woman that is an Australian eyebrow artist to the stars. Her name is Sharon Lee Hamilton. And she was flown from Sydney to L.A. to tend to a select few celebrity brows before the 2017 Oscars. And she flew on Leonardo DiCaprio's Gulfstream. Huh. Wow. 7,500 miles across the Pacific Ocean. Wow. Apparently, and she charges $200 for this service. So apparently there were a number of celebrities. I guess they ponied up and flew this this woman in. Okay. Wow. Amazing. I don't know what's more amazing, the fact that this woman charges $200 or the fact that Leonardo flew this woman 7,500 miles to L.A. from Sydney, Australia. By the way, these are the same people that rail about the social issues, talk about carbon emissions, talk about climate change. Yet they have no problem whatsoever. Flying in somebody that's going to do their eyebrow artist. That's what they're called, by the way, eyebrow artists. It's like, you know, you get these people that drive around L.A. with their Priuses, but they think nothing of going on a private jet to New York to do a little shopping, right? But yet, when they're in L.A., they will drive their Prius faithfully and dutifully. So, what can we expect tonight from Donald Trump's speech? I expect that he's going to get into policy. I'll tell you what, this is the first time that Donald Trump is going to give a major policy speech. He's going to lay out some of his budgetary concerns. As we talked about earlier in the show, he's going to talk about cutting certain budgets. It's been reported that he's going to cut 37% of the State Department budget, which is, if he does that, let me tell you, that's significant. He has also talked about the fact that other agencies like the EPA, their budgets are going to be cut as well. He's going to talk about increasing spending for the military or reallocating funds for the military. And I suspect that he's also going to talk about cutting taxes. But you know what the Democrats are going to talk about tonight afterwards? They're going to talk about identity politics. They're going to talk about Trump and how he's mean. They're going to talk about how Trump wants to ban Muslims. They're going to talk about any number of identity politics issues, because they think that that is a winning formula for them. They are going to, trust me when I tell you this, they're going to double down on the things that they lost with, which I don't get, but hey, more power to you, man. Knock yourself out. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show. And follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.